When you don't get the award you want, you get your own damn award show. It's GRD Weekly.
What's up, my people?
It's GRD Sweekly, I believe.
Well, you know,
it will be weekly again soon.
I almost think we should call it GRD Sometimes.
No.
That sounds like a Cure song, but GRD Weekly, episode number 33.
I like GRD Sometimes.
You imagine how excited people are to look down at their iTunes or their podcatcher of choice and be like, it's a weekly show!
Dude!
Oh, hell yeah!
It could be a mirage.
Might not be true.
Rub your eyes. Look again.
Right. Make sure.
Rub your junk.
Good night.
Rub your eyes.
What?
Nuts.
Yeah, he just did.
It's January 11th, 2009. We are seated around the square table here in the Flynn Estate, throwing at you the first annual GRD Awards.
Ooh!
Yes. It is finally the got time for the GRDs.
Damn right,
this
man.
Microphone sucks.
Yeah, I know. I've been hearing about it for like, what, 6, 7 months now?
Yeah, something like that.
Sorry about the mic, man.
Yeah.
One day.
Horrible.
One day. We're going to get actual gear. One day we're going to get... I don't even know what I want to do with
We've got great headphones, but we have horrible mics.
Hey, sitting over there griping about his microphone, that there is the Bruce.
He rubs the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again.
And you don't want the hose again.
No, nobody wants the hose. Well, sometimes, for a change of pace, I'm all right with it. I am the Vicar.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
Nice.
Wow.
I wear the required uniform.
Oh, well, that's good.
Apparently somebody got the email.
He's following the rules for a change.
And that there, friends, is Billy Flynn.
You are awesome, my man.
Well, there
you go.
Good to know.
Right.
Okay. I don't need a lot said about me. Yeah.
So you people have been hearing about it. You've gotten your ballots. It's been the talk of, the four of us, anyway.
Yeah, that's all we've been saying.
But anyway, it's GRD time.
Yes, GRDs!
So we're going to do that in just a few. We're going to get to your voicemails as well in just a few
minutes.
What? It's been so long since I've done this show, I don't even know how to do it.
I don't think I know.
Usually, we start with Geeky Weeks.
Oh, cool. All right. How about you, Flynn? What you been doing geekily this lately?
Wow.
How about lately?
We had the holidays, so there was always a chance to get all kinds of wonderful little presents.
Oh, yes.
Just showed you gentlemen one of the surprise treasures when I opened this thing for my parents. And like, look, here's a really cool picture of Heath Ledger as the Joker. It's in a frame. I'm thinking, that's cool. And I rip it open continuously because it's rectangular. And look, oh, my God, there's a shooting script in the frame as well, autographed by Christopher Nolan and Heath Ledger.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Is there a geekier gift this year? You'd be hard-pressed
to come up with a better gift
for a nerd. That's awesome. Well, Your parents are sweet,
dude. They do try, and that's good for them. That's special, man.
Uh-huh.
Make us so proud, yo.
Got some cymbals for my rock band drums, so that's cool. So now, I've got pretend cymbals for my pretend drums.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm rocking out, brother.
Hey, can you actually play it? You actually can play that one, the Rock Band 2 drum set, as a real drum set, right?
No. You have to spend $300 to buy that drum set. That's the Ion drum set.
Oh, okay. So, no, forget.
But there's little moments where you get to freeform, so I've got cymbals and drums and stuff, so I'm... Let's make it real.
Yeah. Got a smoke machine yet?
Got a what?
Got the smoke machine yet?
No, I'm not going to do
that. Slurpee machine. That was going to be awesome. They have
a stage kit for Rock Band that has
with
like spotlights and a little fog machine, and I'm just like, no. Okay, that's just...
You haven't taken that jump yet.
Wait, no.
Then you need me and Bruce to sit on the other side of the room as the audience and throw panties at you and go...
I really don't want to be throwing your panties.
We could go and buy like giant granny panties.
Yeah.
That would be sweet. We're coming over.
I'm going to start locking the door. I see that now. So it's fantastic. Being able to stream things from Netflix because streaming things on my Xbox from Netflix, I was able to watch Grindhouse again the way it was in theaters, which you can't buy on DVD. You can't rent anywhere.
You can't handle the movie.
And Netflix. You might as well be at the theater because I've seen your TV.
Dude. It's freaking huge.
Dude's got an insane television.
Yeah, yeah. The kids, when they were down for Christmas, they really enjoyed the TV.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Understatement of the Month Club.
I try. It was a good time had by all, I do believe. Let's see. Picked up... it seems to me I've seen something really cool that I've totally forgotten about, and I can't think of what it is. Started season, just finished today, the first disc of season 4 of Buffy, wait for it.
Yes.
And disc 1 of season 1 of Angel, and watched them in order.
You see
what I did there?
Yeah.
Very geeky, sir.
Yes,
it is. Except the Buffy disc, for whatever particular reason, season 4, you've got your 4 episodes listed, blam, 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 you know. Well, instead of going left to right, and then going to the bottom left or right. You're actually supposed to, on this one, start at the top, go down, then go to the right, top, bottom.
So it's set up in the Chinese fashion.
It is, this disc, and so I watched some episodes out of order, which then once I watched the third episode of what was really the second episode of Buffy, and it's like, hot.
All timey-wimey.
That makes me hurt in my pants.
Confusing. I still don't like Buffy herself as a character, and I've realized now what it is that bugs me about her characterization.
She doesn't get naked.
That does suck.
Yeah, it does.
It's not good, but it's the fact that she's supposed to be this, not that great a student because she's out, doing all these other things. Sometimes there's things she knows absolutely nothing about, but then she makes the most interesting references that she should have no knowledge of. She made an Abbott and Costello reference today, and I'm thinking, how the hell would you know who Abbott and Costello are?
Well,
Scooby gang.
Yeah. They would know.
They would know. So again, I still enjoy the rest of the cast in Buffy, but I don't. Angel's first episode?
Yeah.
Well, horrible. But I mean, it's such clunky because I guess they had to explain what was going on for the people that might not have known. I guess because no one watched Buffy if they watched Angel.
I think because it went on a different network.
Not the first season. Okay. It was like the second or third, whatever it was.
They switched.
But it was very clunky. Now it's a goofy tongue in cheek. I'm kind of like it. I think it's going to find its footing in a little bit, but we'll see what happens. I haven't completely given up on it yet. God knows I've wanted to.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding because there's some people I know that just bugs them that I say that about Buffy. So that's fine. Let's see. What was the other month? I checked something off of my to-do list in life. On December 28th, I went to go see Jonasy. If you've been over at the forums geekradiodaily.com, then you'll know what I'm talking about. My favorite band ever that I followed for years and years and years and years. I'm Psycho Stalker fan.
You got the bumper sticker on your car?
They did a reunion show. It's the first time they've played together in 5 years. I was there right at the front of the stage like I always was, crazy man. And for their really signature song, Ultraman, I was called up on stage to sing the third verse.
Dude!
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm not kidding. And my 17-year-old son's there, and he's been listening to their CDs for years now, has them on his Xbox because there's some songs there he likes. Mm-hmm. So, my son saw the band call me up on stage to sing a song with them.
You are just having a geekgasm.
I am the cool dad.
You're awesome.
Also got the drummer gave me a pair of drumsticks, which is now what I use when I play Rock Band, and my kid got a pair of drumsticks from him as well. So, see, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
You're a cool, long-time fan.
Cool dad points there, seriously.
Yeah, I tell you, seriously, dude, it's a proud moment for us old folks is when your kids actually get old enough to sort of understand who you are and like, oh, wow, you're not that jackass kind of guy. My kid was actually thoughtful. You know how you get those presents from your kids? It's always, oh, look.
Oh, tie.
A tie. Yeah.
By Fabergé. No, dude, my kid got me, three Calvin and Hobbes, collections.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, he's like, yeah, you like Calvin and Hobbes. I'm like, well, yeah, but how do you remember being thoughtful into crap? It's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Word.
I'm waiting for my kids to get to that point. They will soon enough. They're starting to delve into actually using their brains that they have and become thoughtful people.
If we scary give when they get dad them. Toys, it keeps them distracted.
Yeah.
True.
Their evil plan.
Then we can sneak away.
Word.
God, no, I've watched quite a few movies. I just don't remember what
they
are.
Well, it's been a month. Of course you don't
remember. It has.
I haven't been keeping up. I admit I haven't been taking notes.
I haven't written anything down. I didn't actually know we were doing anything today. So there you go.
So
this
it's
is
all
the surprise show for me. It's like, woo! I guess it's the things that stuck to the top of my list. I finally plugged up my MP3 player to get some new podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to the fine fellows over at Screen Geeks, because if you're behind on your podcast, you really got to start with the best. And since we hadn't done a show in a while,
it's them.
That's how that works. You guys are our number two, and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, in all ways possible.
Oh, absolutely. They don't have a voicemail number right now. Blew my mind.
Well, that sucks.
It does.
What's the matter with them? We used to call them all the time.
All the time. So I called Dex's cell phone, and it went to voicemail, and I left a voicemail there.
Nice. He'll
figure it out.
He'll get it there somehow.
He's a bright guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's got his stuff together. Oh, so video games real quick. Left 4 Dead. You know Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
I've heard of Left 4 Dead.
You guys have been talking about him a lot.
Oh, my God.
Over there on the forums, those fantastic little forums at geekradiodaily.com. I know there's a whole thread going in the forums section there. Yeah.
Dude, it is.
Dead.
It's quite sweet. There's been a challenge thrown out, too, for me to put a team together to challenge. I've already forgotten who it is. Is it the Doctor? I think it might be the doctor.
It might be.
I don't know. I never even look at the posters on the video
games. The doctor really talks a big game. Mm. He likes to be a big man. It took a big game.
You know, we're going to hear from that guy in a few minutes. We've got a voicemail
from
the doctor.
Oh,
yes, we
look at there. It's
is that
foreshadowing?
Yeah.
Like that. Dude, you would like some Left 4 Dead first-person shooter, and you're in a crazy zombie movie, and there's...
I think I would, yeah.
Sporadic encounters. You can play the same stages again and again, and it'll play out differently because these random... It's random monster generators.
Oh, wow.
It's Gauntlet, okay?
Oh.
It's Gauntlet. You've got some monsters around, blah, 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 and then you get those great big waves where some are going to bite you, some are gonna
going to
get to you, and you know that.
Yeah.
And shots do hurt other players.
Oh.
So, and you can carry around, you know,
it didn't
first
say
aid
wizard
stuff.
Needs food badly.
It doesn't, but it'll let you know when a teammate's down because, like, if some jackass decides to go sneak around by himself, it's a team game. You've got to work together to get through. Someone goes sneaking up by themselves, something going to jump them.
And I'm sorry, I can't let this go. Who needs food badly?
Wizard.
That's what I thought you said.
You mean, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wizard!
Okay, there we go.
It's generally elf needs food badly.
Okay.
Fine. I don't remember.
Like the point elves.
I'm just going to be an annoying vicar now, and I'll let someone else take over, and I'll keep interjecting when I remember things.
Damn. All right. That's okay. Fine.
Other than
I
that,
have a list.
Hey, other than that, it's 2009, and, you know, things are pretty damn spiffy, and it's really good. I've missed all you guys, man.
Yeah. We've missed you.
I've missed you guys.
You wrote stuff down, right? You got a
Yeah.
You got notes?
Down. Yes, I do.
Good deal. Good
hey,
deal.
Bruce is actually been getting ready for a show.
Yeah, he's all prepared and stuff.
Yeah, since the last show we had Christmas.
It's the Bruce Show starring him. He's Bruce. And he's got some great guests.
Yeah, actually, I got the first two seasons of The Muppet Show.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. I'd like to have that.
That's pretty geeky.
Hi-oh.
Yeah.
Hi-oh.
Nice.
Kermit the Frog here.
I got my Xbox 360. Actually, it's my kids, but I don't care.
Hey, whatever.
All time.
No,
it's mine.
You're bigger than they are.
I've seen you online. I haven't seen them. So
yeah.
There you go.
This works. It's all good. It works like that.
Nice.
Let's see. Also have my kids' birthdays. The twins' birthday was on the 28th, and then my wife's birthday was on the 9th. So
wow.
It was a fun time.
Birthday time, no lie.
Yeah.
Hope you like candles.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is, my wife's birthday and the twins' birthday were the same two candles, just in reverse order.
Wow.
Yeah. So all you math majors can try to figure that one out.
You cheap motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, no lie, dude. Damn.
I didn't plan that.
On the other hand, once you're done with the candles, you got candle wax. Hey.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your kids. Okay.
Women defaulted a few times. We recently enjoyed Voyeur Night, which was last Friday. Tattoo Night last night. Oh, that was just weird.
I saw that. I got the email, but I haven't been since New Year's. I don't know when the hell I'll be down there.
Yeah, we went to New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve was a fun old time.
Was there a body
we were in,
oh, yeah, you were there. That's right. Flynn was not there, but you were there.
You
and I were
in tuxes.
Damn right we were.
Yeah.
Because we represent.
Good. Yeah, damn, Skippy, we were representing.
Tuxes and masks, baby. We were dead sexy.
We were real good.
That's what you wore for New Year's?
Yeah. No. New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Huh. Tuxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it was a formal...
It was a masquerade. It was a mask ball.
Right.
It was a formal mask there at...
I would have had the sash and the diaper.
The baby New Year, bitches!
It's so you.
Of course it will.
Wouldn't be me, though. We're looking forward to going on the 24th.
You wouldn't have kept your diaper clean.
No. I wouldn't keep my diaper on.
Wow.
Just the sash.
I'm not gay.
Damn.
The 24th. Is snow. And if you've ever been to this club, you know things like rain, it rains, storm, it actually storms, snow, it's actually going
to
snow inside the club.
You know, I don't like it when it's cold.
They're only going to drop the temperature down to 60, between 60 and 65 degrees to get it to snow in there.
It'll be nippling.
Nice. Oh, yeah, it's going to be nippling.
I'm waiting for sad old man night, where I don't have to worry about anything special.
That was parents' night. They actually had a parents' night.
I can just show up.
Sorry, I don't think they're
not going to happen, no. Let's see. It was UFC 92, The Ultimate, 2008. It was the best pay-per-view I've seen from the UFC for a long, long time. It was huge fights. Everything was great. It was just perfect.
They're stepping up their game?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Once again, sweaty men in tights.
Yeah.
We have a theme going.
Beating the hell out of each other.
I'm not gay.
Yeah. Mm. Let's see. Other than that.
Tyson's got a really, really short attention span. I remember once we had, look, wrestling.
And that's not the Vickers intro. That's not the Vickers intro.
That's a good one.
Seriously?
That's a good
one, no, because the first time we used this, he wouldn't have known what that meant anyway. Because he hadn't watched Space by then.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, yeah, that was a space drop, kids.
Uh-huh. Other than I'm looking for work. Yeah.
Well, you make it sound like crap. You're looking for work because you just graduated. You just got
a
degree,
graduated
man.
From college. I'm now, was before not working for any money whatsoever. Now I'm not working for any money whatsoever. So.
So now you're just walking the streets looking for work?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's why Kelly says, don't forget to bring a towel.
Well, you know, if it helps.
Wipe yourself down.
Yeah, going, that was
he can wipe off the oil every now and again. Because he slicks himself up to go on the corner
with
Crisco.
Get your toes.
Okay. Well, you got your
BruceOddJobs.com if you need something done.
You got your copy of Sigler's Contagious novel in front of you there,
yes,
boss?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
I have mine, too. I haven't started it. I admit it, because I'm torn, sir.
Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool.
I love listening to Scott Sigler's voice. It makes me feel warm and moist inside.
Yeah, his Facebook page is... Yeah, really.
So, I don't know. You know, I want to listen to Contagious, but I've got the book, and I think we need to review it. So, we're going to try to get the guy on the show. I haven't told May this yet, so she'll be like, really?
Really.
Okay.
Yeah,
but we should do that.
And you know, you really shouldn't tip your hand like that.
Yeah, probably not.
You should always have a card up your sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. I got nothing.
He keeps referring to himself as the FDO.
Yeah.
In the pictures, in the book, Future Dark Overlord. You got to love him for that.
That's my boy. Scott's my boy. He's not Slickback. Damn it. Slickback's the name of the pimp in my buddy's vampire game. Soup Bone. Thank you.
Oh, come on. I couldn't figure out what the hell you were trying to talk about.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. All right,
I was like, what? Bald? Tall?
So
talented?
So, Geeky Week, what else under books? Halfway through, a little more than halfway through Goblet of Fire. We took a break over the holidays. My wife went away, and she reads
She can't read
me,
you.
So,
she wasn't going to pick up the phone and talk to you the entire time. No.
About halfway through Walden, making my way very slowly through my Thoreau again, which is a lot to read Thoreau. You got to enjoy it. You got to savor it.
Okay.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start 1776 this week, David McCulloch's book. So that's on my list. I got that for Christmas. So that's my books, yo. Only comics I've done. You didn't mention any comics.
You know what I read yesterday? I read the What If Secret War special they just did.
Oh, cool.
What if Doom had kept the powers of the Beyonder?
Ooh. You do any comic bookage recently?
Nope.
Me either. We've been slack with comics over the holiday.
You know, we were quite busy near the end of the year.
Yeah. I did go back and read, I'm still working on my Strangers in Paradise, though. I got for Christmas, I gave myself for Christmas, the volume 4 of the Pocket Books soft cover trade paper.
You gave yourself a pocket book.
To me, from me.
Yep, that's what I wrote on the tag. I did. I wrapped it and put it on the tag. I kid you not. So Strangers in Paradise, my God, that's good.
And it's actually put the actual gift receipt in there, too.
Just in case
you
want to
return it. You don't like it.
He might already have it. He doesn't know.
True. Gaming-wise, 4th edition, we're still rolling through, although we're close to the end of the big chapter on this, and we're going to switch over to Vampire, which I'm going to run, so that's cool. So I get to get back in the saddle for that again. Movies.
Back in the saddle again.
Gave myself Quick and the Dead for Christmas, too. That was good. I'd never seen it. Sam Raimi, Cowboys. It's fun.
It's fun.
What a good movie. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
It's a wonderful little comic book western
Very good way to put that, yeah. And then last night... My wife, it was her turn for movie night because we switched back and forth.
Uh-huh.
No. Sometimes it goes the other way.
Yeah. You mean it's going to be my turn soon?
P.S. I love you.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Now, I like chick movies. You guys know.
That's what we call a dick move.
That I'm a girl for chick movies.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. We all know.
A little bit depressing. You know anything about this movie? You familiar with P.S. I Love You?
No. I remember that it was something horrid.
On the case, it says, if there's a review from Ebert, somebody, on the front that says, the best romantic comedy of the... Romantic comedy? Holy crap! The people who have seen this know. It's like going to see. It's like taking your kids to see Marley and Me and thinking, the kids will love it. Yeah. It wasn't terrible. I mean, it's got good performances and yada yada, but not what I was thinking it was going to be. Dude, that's just wrong to do that to a brother. So,
No.
Anyway, podcasting, one of my favorites.
Rickrolled.
Stuck in the 80s is going to pod fade.
What?
It looks like my favorite pod. Well, one of my three or four favorite podcasts. Stuck in the 80s.
How could you conceive of something so idiotic?
That suck. I love that show. Pod fading blows. Technology.
Yeah, we need that to it.
I got my new GPS. Got myself one. I had one. You know, I bought one last year.
You did.
I haven't seen it in almost a year. Why? Because my wife has it. So the Vicarious absconded with my. So I got me a new one, and I went. You know, you can get the voices on there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I got Yoda.
Oh, good.
I got Yoda.
That's what you should make. Mm.
Yes, and it's backwards, just like that. Yeah, he talks like Yoda. It's awesome.
Look who thinks he's clever, Dan.
Wow, that would...
Sounds like Yoda. He does sound a little like Yoda.
Strong Bad?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's a little bit of Yoda sound there. And I switched to Cool Edit Pro on my laptop. You know, we always talk about our Audacity. I went ahead and took a risk and installed Cool Edit Pro on the laptop.
That would be the Cool Edit Pro we're not using right now.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. So far, I was doing some editing with it yesterday.
Punched in the effing head.
That's why we have this instead of Audacity. That's why this is better than the free Audacity. Wow. So that's kind of nice. And my last note is a television note. Dude, Spaced is good.
Spaced is quite good.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll see it one of these days.
Dude, Spaced is good. My boy Andy lent me his copy.
You go watch it now.
I got to give it back to him, but I swear I'm going to watch it again before I do, just because there ain't no more, you know.
No, yeah. There's not.
Dude, Spaced is awesome. And you're right. I am tires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know months ago. I didn't get what you were telling me, but
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's effing sad. So that's my week. Is that everybody?
That's why, you know, we don't really so much laugh with you. Yeah. There's only the three. Can't you see it's the magic number?
Anyway, that's my week. So, yay. We've been busy. Rock on.
Yay. Is this where we do that news thing here? Because it's been so long, nobody knows.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And then when we go to do mail, I'm going to need that plug, aren't I?
Yeah, so don't tell people. Don't give the secrets away. Don't pull back the curtain.
It's magic. The fourth wall stays.
Cool Edit Pro that we're not using. Plus, we have to switch cables
around. Well, I'm not using it because you're taping today.
That's what I'm just... That was my whole damn point.
Were I taping today, we'd be using it. It doesn't matter.
No, you wouldn't because you can't play things like...
Can you dig it?
Yeah!
If you have the cable. We need another cable.
We need
a $6 cable.
We really do. How effing sad is that?
Send us money.
That's when you know we're not broke. That's not broke. Right. That's just lazy. We need a $6 cable. All right, quick
Speaking
GRD of news.
News yes,
yeah, I was quick just, GRD news. Thank you to everybody who donated.
We did have some folks donate some money, some goods. Our headphones we're wearing now came through. For you folks who did that, thank you. And we will be using that to keep things going, like, I don't know, maybe renewing the site and stuff.
Well, yeah, we need to do that this month, and probably that's exactly what
we're coming up
for.
On a freaking year, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. So GoDaddy needs to get paid, as my boy Harwood says. So, we appreciate it. The little button right there on the site, man.
Thank
send us
you.
Like $2, and it's awesome.
That was awesome.
And three of you send it, we can get a cable.
No lie. All right. Hey, you can send like $10 if you want and cover the cable.
All right. Stop
and tax.
It. Let's stop it.
Point is, let's do a real quick, as the very first Sweekly show of the year, let's do our state of the program update. The Daily Show right
now. I still rock.
We are mired in Billy Flynn
City.
Billy Flynn City, because I am, I've gone country, look at them boots. In case you haven't heard on The Daily Show, yes, I am co-hosting the country, one of the radio stations in the group that I'm a part of. It's a country station, and due to a bunch of circumstances beyond my control for the next week to 2 weeks, I'm having to co-host the morning show.
Hey, wow. Belt buckle.
Yes, belt buckle. That's what I thought my name should be. So anyway, I'm over there. I'm not even in the same damn building as Flynn, so you got nothing but Flynn and The Daily Show, but don't panic, all right? I'm coming back. The show's not, weird.
This is where I was hoping that he had only missed Friday and that maybe he'd be back for some more, but I'm guessing not. It looks like a longer
right now?
Stay.
No, it was surgery. He's going to be out
for
a few more days. It may only be this week. I don't know.
Right, we'll have to see. I'll be nice and come visit you tomorrow and we can record a show.
Are they actually
good? If you're good.
If I'm a good boy.
Are they actually taking both the twig and the berries? Any surgery?
It's not that surgery. Okay. Sadly, you come back after that from a day or two. But all
really?
Right,
like his shoulder or something?
Yeah, it's his shoulder. I forget what they're
calling.
And
going so
he's
going to be out?
Yeah, apparently.
Huh.
I don't know.
Doesn't he have another shoulder? You know, because if...
Yeah.
No.
I had my freaking appendix out, and I was still in by the end of the week doing stuff. But he's got another arm. He could push buttons with that arm.
Dude, you don't have the one appendix.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dude, that's just mean.
That is what we call a dick move.
I totally... Wow, no, I totally forgot about that.
It's like, sorry. No, dude, he's got one arm, man, and that's the one getting operated on.
Ooh.
Dude, Flynn's a dick. All right.
Kick the cripple while he's
As
down.
As for the weekly show, yes, we're going to try to actually be a little more regular, sorry, because regularity, it's good for everyone.
That's what I've heard, but...
Anyway. Yeah. So, don't panic. We're not pod fading. We're just...
In fact, we're planning.
Quarter.
We're making plans to go to shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. We've been sort of discussing it on the forums, those fantabulous forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. Thank you. As to what we're doing for convention schedules, because I don't know about you, brothers. I'm broke, yo. It's hurting.
I'm broken and broke.
It's hurting. Yeah. So ain't nothing going to happen in my world. Until RavenCon.
So then here... No. Here's what I'm going to do then.
Okay.
So, StellarCon. That'd be nice to go back to. StellarCon, RavenCon.
That was in... Where was it?
That was in High Point.
Where the hell was it? High Point, okay.
Yeah, the furniture capital of the
world. That's like in March, dude. I don't see it
But see, here's the deal. That, BalticCon, all these. Yeah. So the plan is...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I get invited as a guest, it really cuts down on the expenses.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
So that's what I'm doing. So everyone that's in charge of any kind of cons, you need to think, what do I need to make my con successful? Well, by God, you need guaranteed worldwide minor internet celebrities. And you're not going to do much better than this fine program right here.
Well, you know all these guys.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. You don't need to pimp on the show and hope they call you. You know all of these guys. Just email them.
I'm not doing anything right now either. I can go too.
All right. Flynn and the Bruce, available for Stellar. No problem, okay? Mm-hmm. As far as
even
the next one.
Going to see if I can jet out and give us a presence in Denver at Starfest. I'm looking into going to Starfest.
Outstanding.
Dex and the gang are like, you know, they're working really hard to try to make that happen, and I'm going to see if I can get out there and do that.
Now, RavenCon, I'm sure it's announced. I just don't know off the top of my head what the date is.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
It's
yeah,
in April. Anybody got internet? I don't.
No. I do, but I'm not going to look stuff up. Because
yeah, we better not do that right now.
No.
Anyway, we'll find out. We'll post
all
it
these
the
cons
forums.
We're planning on going, and since they're months away, you got time. You got
RavenCon
time.
Is the Richmond con. So
we'll
definitely going to be
show before they come out.
If you're good. Balticon, you guys want to go if at all possible. I know
absolutely.
You were joking, but have you given
I
it any
thought? I would love to go. I just don't have money.
Have a place to crash.
Okay. So Balticon ought to work for
Balticon,
you.
Balticon, I should be covered.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Well, I guess I know who's working that weekend at the station.
Yeah. This is not going to be the year for traveling for me, man. I just don't
really?
Have money. I got too much I want to do in the house. This is the year I got to put some money into my house. So
I want to get out there and meet our fans and stuff.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like to give back to the folks. I'm not selfish like
no,
you.
No.
I'm going to stay at home. I work on my house.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to DragonCon.
Didn't even try to. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a dick. Fine.
Because, dude, DragonCon. Hello.
Yeah.
DragonCon.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Is the wife going this year?
I hope so.
Because
otherwise, I want her to go. She wants to go.
Because I need to know as soon as possible. Because I need roomies, yo.
Oh, why not?
All right.
I know.
So I mean,
we'll
if the wife doesn't go, I need a roomie.
So yeah. Okay.
Now you're going with your wife, right?
I'm going with my wife, okay. And after what you just did to my bathroom, I don't think she's going to let you go anywhere
yeah.
near.
I've vicarized your bathroom.
That is what we call a dick move.
EPA's knocking on your door right
I
now.
Add
going,
a little
listen.
Something extra. I gave it a little something extra, a little meaty kind of scent. You know, it needs that.
That thing is a danger to all of us. Now find some way to shut it off.
You needed that, man.
No, you're a nasty, nasty, nasty man.
So I got the poor bastards who are already lined up to be in there with me. You got one who was there last year.
Yeah.
You got Surreal from the forum, so he already knows.
Hey, awesome.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yes.
He's already aware of that.
And he sleeps near the bathroom,
I need like
too.
Two more. We got to check with Sam the Mena. You know, he was on for last
year
and then couldn't make it. So.
Work screwed him over.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
Need
actually, he couldn't face us after the Patriots lost. That's what it really was.
Oh, damn. Because you guys actually have your wives coming to DragonCon.
How are the Patriots doing this year for Super Bowl run?
They're not.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Huh.
And neither are the Titans right now, and neither are...
No, that was beautiful.
Oh.
Did you see Carolina just fall apart and get destroyed yesterday?
When did Arizona give Collins a contract?
I don't know. When did that even happen? It was insane.
Sorry. He threw like four interceptions. Yesterday. It was amazing.
So
We're football guys.
We're football guys, although I tell you what, you know, I don't... I really am a loyalist, though. Once my boys are mathematically out of the running, I don't even keep up. I don't watch football. I watch the Redskins.
I'm going to have
to. Which is probably not the way to do
it. I'm going
like
to have
to
see
more.
What the Ravens do, because the Ravens still in it.
Yeah.
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 That was
I need
a
to get into college ball, though.
Game yesterday.
Oh, and we're actually taping this
college
right now.
College football sucks.
Oh, yeah. You're cheering for laundry.
I would like to get into college football.
Nope.
And we're actually taping the show right now while the Eagles are playing.
Eagles
the
game is on the giant TV in the other room,
what's
baby.
What's the score? 8-7 who?
Giants are up 8-7. Okay.
Ooh, it's a close game.
It's close.
Anything else we need for news?
I'm sorry. I didn't even think about that at all. Did not even occur to me what we were doing.
What are we doing now? Mail?
We're going to do mail in just a minute.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
That's awesome. Sweet. We can have mail. Do we have any print mail, or is it just all voicage?
I don't think we have
vocal.
Any print mail.
Really?
I think we use all the print mail on the regular show.
Sometimes people send us print. Ah!
Ah!
The vicar got some of his toys out. I have to remember, I can't push any buttons right now.
Okay. No, you can't.
That's right. I now have control.
No, actually, you see
these thing here?
Yeah, you have what now?
I have control.
No!
That's right. You watch your mouth.
Dude, that's just mean.
Yeah, it is.
But if this actually works.
Funny.
Mean would be if I actually threw something at your head.
Let's see. Hold on. I want to make sure this actually functions.
Well, don't throw anything we got.
Yeah, let's not test
anything.
It before we do the show or anything. Then you're not plugged into
not
the
plugged
correct
into the right thing.
That would have been why it made a horrible sound.
All right, how about this?
Don't make me bring the monkey thunder.
Yeah, that's it.
You could bring the voice.
That's what we want.
Hey, right. Thanks for sticking around for Amateur Hour here at GRD's Weekly. I appreciate
I'm so glad we don't do post-production.
No.
We don't do any post-production. Yeah, exactly.
F that.
Hell, I've barely did any pre-production. Yeah.
I've also got it on loop, so let's turn that off so we don't accidentally
the loop.
Absolutely
the
get this
loop.
Thing killing us.
The loop is still on. Playing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Jeez, where is the button?
Waiting
for
ass. Oh, wait, that's for three people. The three of you that get that. So how you been, Bruce?
It's, I'm doing pretty good. Fantastic. I've been in the gym a good bit lately. Yeah. How about you?
You have been?
No.
I have,
no,
yeah.
But you know what? With happy ass here out of the way, I might actually get to go because we don't be doing shows in them. Well, I won't have to wait for him. I can do a show around him.
Yeah, you can do a show
him.
And you know,
so, yeah, I plan on hitting the gym in the morning.
Groovy.
Yes, I do.
That'd be good.
Wow. So I have no idea where this is, so we're just going to go and do this, and I'll stop it manually, so I can't find it.
I don't know either.
For.
I don't
hey,
care.
Hey, we are doing a Fit Club, right?
Sure.
I do want to talk about this. All right, we'll do that in a minute then. No, what I can't find is the button I need to hit in order to remove the loop from my Windows Media Player.
No, just stop
I know it's
just
there.
Stop it.
That's
just
what
stop
I mean.
It.
We'll
play something. It's been all 8 minutes.
All right, fine. This is an email this is an email from somebody.
Hey, somebody.
I don't know who this is.
Hey, Vicar, and Billy, and Bruce, if you're there, and Vicarus. I just got done listening to the holiday movie or special thing.
A commentary.
Commentary.
There you go.
And it was pretty cool. Some of it I didn't get because I've never seen the Outland or Bill and Opus Christmas special, so I'm going to be looking for that. What I'd like to request for you guys to take a look at, and if you haven't seen it yet, go do yourself a favor and get the DVD on sale or take a ride on BT Airlines to get a copy of it, is Santa versus the Snowman. This is from about, I'd say 2002, and it's a CGI Christmas special. And every geek has to see this, and I would love to hear you guys do a commentary on it.
Oh,
I am not going to spoil it for you, but the major battle scene most of the way through is an absolute must if you're living on the dork side. So go ahead and give that a listen. Great show, as always. Nice to hear you guys back up on the weekly thing. And, yeah, hopefully my show will be coming back. The Wandering Geek. Go ahead and check that out.
Bring the camera guy.
It's the Wandering Geek.
Okay,
bring
the camera guy.
You know, real life and all that crap. But since I'm the only one doing it, that's the way it goes. Anyway, you guys have a great Christmas, and look forward to big things from you guys next year. Bye-bye.
Wow.
All right, rock on,
no
man.
Pressure there.
Yeah.
No pressure. I have been listening to his show. That is a good show, Wandering Geek.
It is a good
from
show.
Wherever he is across the country. In
somewhere,
show.
It's like, you know, where's Matt Lauer?
It's like he's like Kane on Kung Fu, man. He just wanders.
Just
what?
Wandering to Earth. Helping people. Yeah. Getting to adventures.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got an email from the doctor. I
next
just
week,
to...
next year, when we have to do another Christmas special, we'll do that as for one of our commentaries.
Actually, I got an idea for next year.
Okay.
I do you?
We'll see.
Nice. We need to talk about Valentine's Day, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, already, no,
anyway,
we'll talk about
I had to get prepped for the voicemail from the doctor. I'm ready now.
Okay.
So here we go.
Hey, guys, this is the doctor. I just got out of Benjamin Button, which is a great movie, but a little too long. You could get the same story off in maybe 2 hours and 15 minutes. So cut it back by maybe half an hour. You got a great, great movie. As it is, the story's wonderful. The only problem that I have with it, I won't say.
Oh, well, then that doesn't help.
Immediately, because it is still only, 4 days out?
I don't know.
So I'll just say that in my next call, if I remember to do so.
Way to plan.
Got word from my buddy Indigo.
Indigo!
That Fox won
Indigo!
The lawsuit against Warner Brothers on the matter of...
The Watchmen?
Watchmen.
Yes. Hey, I guess you're good at this.
I'm good
and
at this.
If Watchmen... If Warner Brothers, rather, goes to appeal the decision, it could take until something he said like 2011... until we get a Watchmen movie out?
Yep.
Nope.
If that happens,
no.
I am going to put a call out to all the geeks out there to boycott anything Warner Brothers, anything new, rather. You can't boycott stuff like Dark Knight if you already own it.
Yeah,
you can't already do.
If I'm picketing my own DVD collection, it's not helping.
You pick it to your poster this
Warner Brothers. And maybe they won't be assholes to the fans.
Can we say assholes?
Put us...
Can we say fans?
Because Watchmen, I'm sure, will still get Warner Brothers tons and tons of money.
Well, it's Fox that's really the dick in this whole thing.
Yeah, they're being a... it's Fox being Fox. Screw the fans!
I will boycott anything up to and including the next Batman movie if it comes down to it.
Hey now,
you're on your own.
Them are fighting words, man.
Right now. So hope you guys are having a good show. Talk to you later.
So
bye.
Far,
you know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, here's the whole problem with this. Mm-hmm. The rights to Watchmen have been bouncing around from studio to studio for years. Warner Brothers finally makes the damn movie,
yeah.
And then Fox goes, "Oh,
hang on,
you forgot we still own this little blah blah." That's just that.
We own the right to the last three letters of the title.
It's like, come on. You didn't care when it was bouncing around everywhere. Then all of a sudden, after the trailer and we're all like,
yeah.
Oh my
wow,
God, that looks amazing. All
they
of a sudden, they're like,
yeah.
Which is funny because this is not the movie that Fox wanted to make anyway. They wanted to make a spoof. And they wanted Terry Gilliam to direct a spoof of it. A campy Adam West version. And he said, what are you effing kidding me? And then spit on them and walked out.
Oh,
disgust,
damn.
I think.
All right.
That's okay, that last part might be a little bit of elaboration.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
it could have happened.
So let's hear from Frank.
Hey, guys.
Sup?
Señor Francesco, Frank, actually, from the forums now.
Word.
Since I've been posting.
You have?
You, wish you hadn't hoped I was getting back on the forums now.
No, we like
you. Forum
you're still there. It's good.
That's right.
Man.
Anyways, I was going to leave you a voicemail about Andy Williams, last Jeopardy Weekly. You mentioned
happy holidays.
If Andy Williams was alive still. Oddly enough, my dad and
is
my
Andy
brother
Williams.
And
is
the family Andy. Just got back from Branson, Missouri.
Oh.
And one of the shows my dad wanted to go see
was Andy Williams.
Andy Williams.
Hey, good guess.
Senior
my
Francesco's name is Francesco
Williams.
Williams.
Looks like a dried apple head. On a poorly clothed toothpick.
Wow.
Ew.
You ever seen a finely dressed toothpick?
Sings, awesome. And it's a little shaky.
Yeah.
As you would imagine, he's somewhere in his 80s now.
It's like the Emperor.
Yes, he's still living.
Like Grandpa Simpson starts talking about the onion in his belt.
I guess I'm going to have to send you an email if I want this information to get through any sooner than the weekly show. And
well,
too late. That's going to be since, you know, do it just, you know, about 2 months after pub crawls. So, all right, guys. Hope you're having fun. Talk to you later. Bye.
I know he didn't. Oh, he didn't.
He brought him.
Mister, I'm going to finally, after all this time, sort of kind of start to post on the forums. I'm going to kick you for taking a while. Okay, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
So Andy Williams now wears a black cloak and does force lightning as part of his show. I think that's wonderful. I'm happy to hear that. I'm
Let
glad he's
your
working.
Hatred out.
Basically just happy that he's working. So.
Yeah. Well.
All right, here's something from our boy Indigo.
Indigo.
Hey, guys. This is Indigo calling. Just wanted to drop in, take note. Benjamin Button was a great film.
I've heard that.
I think I remember the doctor saying he might have mentioned that, but this
mere
is actually
moments
to do
ago.
With the doctor. We've been having an argument.
Oh.
He seems to think that apples other than Granny Smith should be given any credit. And while this is random, I think that it deserves direct confrontment, and I would like to know
That's
if
not
you
a
think
word.
Any apple can come close to Granny Smith.
Yes.
Random
Red Delicious.
Though it may be,
Macintosh
should
be
used
in our
thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, looking forward to the next weekly as always.
Thank you.
And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
I mean, as long as an apple's not mushy when you bite into it,
yeah,
that's all. You
well,
know.
Yeah. Any cook knows that it depends on what you're using it for.
It's true.
If it's an eaten apple, I assume they just mean eaten apple.
I think so.
Yeah, well.
But if you're baking a pie, it's a Rome.
True.
You need a Rome apple for a pie. You don't want to use a Golden Delicious for it. Just
Rome if you want
doing.
To.
Depends on what you're doing, sir.
Rome around
I'm
the world.
Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
That's all we're saying. Give peace a chance.
Rubble.
Or something like that. How about the Phoenix Man?
Hey, guys. It's Phoenix from those super-duper forums over at geekradiodaily.com.
Ding.
I just wanted to call and vent. Some of you may know I work for True Green, which is a lawn care company.
I did not know that.
During the dead of winter here in Wisconsin, there is no lawn to treat, so
no,
we
true.
Don't do anything.
Can't find a lawn
However,
to
we
cheese.
Do.
We do do.
Yeah, we do do.
He said it.
We deliver ice melter to businesses and homes, and you know, most places don't help, and I'm fine with that.
True.
But this last place I went to, the guy came out while I was backing up my truck, opened up the garage, made sure there was room to put it in there, and literally ran back into his apartment before I finished backing up my truck to the garage.
It's cold.
Hmm.
I took off the ice melter, thought he might be coming back out to help, but of course not. He didn't come back out to help.
No.
And then when I was finished, and I put my hands on my tailgate to close it, as soon as I raised it an inch, he popped out of his door, and was closing the garage door. Yeah, he was nice that he said thanks, but, you know, in my business, that's what we call a dick move.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I just wanted to call and vent.
No problem, man. That's what we're here for.
Keep listening to the show and see you guys on the phone.
Yes, sir.
You live in a state where it's cold as balls. Really, you got no right to gripe about the cold. If you're going to live in Wisconsin, Minnesota, North
Maine.
Dakota, dude, just
Canada.
We get calls from Java over here. It's like,
Sarah Palin land.
It's cold. I'm like, no lie, it's cold, dude.
It was cold last year, too, you
did you
genius.
Not read the brochure when you moved? I don't know. Phoenix, we love you, man, but...
It's called the frozen plains of, you know...
Yeah.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Hey, speaking of Java...
We were speaking of Java?
I mentioned him a second ago.
Oh, okay.
It's time for our Java medley of the week.
It was like 5 degrees outside right now. I'm basically humping a heater. Warm. It's right between my legs.
To buy a dinner first?
My digits, my fingers are freezing. And it's very quiet. It's snowy.
Too quiet.
Play some romance music.
I just saw Mr. T on TV pimping. Sorry, there's something at the door. Wild animal. I don't think it is. Pimping a cooking machine. My taste buds are going, wow. Not that, man. Riddle me this. You know, like, have things gotten that bad for the A-team that B.A. Baracus had to take a side job? Like, that's sad. We need to start, a geek charity fund.
Geek telephone.
A-team never got paid.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
So,
wow. I haven't seen this commercial, but then again, I don't see many commercials.
My taste buds just went.
My taste buds pity the fool that don't have this.
I don't need to see the commercial now because I have the feeling that nothing that I could actually would be as good as Jabba doing the commercial.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
God, Jabba, thank you. And if you do end up starting up
podcast?
Charity for for Mr. T or the rest of the 80s television show gang, whatever.
The charity.
Let us know and we'll be more than... Oh, I like it.
That's
we'll be more than happy to pimp it there on that forum over at Geek Radio Daily. Welcome back to the soundeffectskids.com. Hey!
Yay! That's awesome.
We'll do a Fit Club?
Let's do a Fit Club. You don't want to give anybody like a way to contact us or anything?
Yeah, we can.
Like to?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, you want to tell them how to do
somebody
that?
Somebody else do it.
You do it.
Fine. You can drop us an email at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com, or you could always send off for a voicemail.
Talk dirty to Bullwinkle. Call 1-900-MOOSE-ME.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
No, that's not it.
That's the wrong one. 206-3-FUN. Heck, 206.
3-FUN. Heck!
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
Yeah.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
All right, TB.
It's time to
tuberculosis. How you doing?
I got the black lung pop.
There you go.
Nice.
Let's see. It's time to stick to your New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's what she said.
Yeah, if your New Year's resolution was to lose weight, to get back in the gym, stay with it, okay? You have to stay with a plan at least 4 to 6 weeks for it to become habit.
True.
If you don't want to go to the gym one day and it's your day to go, suck it up and go.
Oh, damn.
I'm not playing.
Now, Bruce, let me say, alternatively, let me also say, as a guy who goes back and forth between being totally slack and being intense, you know, I have no middle ground.
Uh-huh.
If you do miss a day, do not use that as an excuse.
No.
Because you can go the other way, too. Oh, man, I didn't make it yesterday or the day before. I might as well quit.
Yeah.
I might as
that's
well just
wrong too,
start and stop
not,
and go
it's
next
like,
week.
It's yeah. like, it's 2010
like
I've,
is
it's
another
like
good
I've
year.
Wasted the last month because I didn't make it today.
No,
that's not true, though. That's not true. It's better for your psyche to keep it up. Mm-hmm. But seriously, if you miss a day...
Yeah, get
that's
back
just,
in there.
That's just using it as an excuse to quit.
Exactly.
Because no, you have not blown your entire routine because you missed a day.
No, you missed a day. That's
right?
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stay with your diets. Stay with your workout programs. Get back into it. If you like you said, you're about a week and a half into it, 2 weeks into it now, stay with it. Get back in the gym. Yeah, you ain't started.
I haven't started.
We have.
But I have to do stuff in stages. And, you know, Flynn and I were smoking like champs. Me more than him, but still, he was smoking there in the last quarter of last year.
Yeah. I was.
Well, yeah.
I got off. Did you get off of him? You done?
Oh, yeah,
you said you were going to. Okay. Because I
have amazing willpower.
I haven't smoked in like a week and a half. Hadn't really bothered me that much. But I had to do a little at a time. There was no way I was working the first full week in ages and quitting smoking. And going in the gym to lift and doing cardio wasn't going to happen. So next week, what is it, tomorrow, I'm going to see if I can at least start on the cardio and get like a week, 2 weeks of cardio and then start lifting. That's my plan. Yeah. You kept your weight good too, right? You're still doing your 100-calorie packs and stuff. You're still good to go.
You know, I've had days that were worse than others, and those stupid little different flavor Hershey's Kisses that are in that back office.
A handful of Hershey Kisses, though, ain't going to blow your routine.
Dude, I mean, there's Hershey's Kisses.
They come in like 19 flavors now.
There are... what is it, cookies and cream, where it's white chocolate with little like bits of cookie.
Really?
There are like ones with a marshmallow inside. There's a dark raspberry, a dark chocolate, and my personal favorite, cherry cordial. Yes, the cordial Hershey's Kiss.
Dude, they
who is
seriously
the fascist bastard that brought those into the office?
And there's more. Well, Tom started, and then I ate so many I had to replenish his stash.
That was a good idea. I appreciate that because...
Well, we need to probably do a. I need to do a weigh in and a fat check again because it's going to blow.
I really thought you'd have brought that today, but hey, I'm kind of glad you didn't.
But if I don't have the starting figure, I'm not going to know where I go from here. So
we'll go ahead. We'll set that up for another time soon.
I will guarantee you. Well, I don't know about that. I'm going to bet that since we did our last weigh in, I have probably gained 10 pounds.
I've been looking at you and going, I'm sure you probably have. Sorry, dude.
Now, that was 10 pounds that I took off last year, too. So, and it's fairly easy, although I'm 40 or will be in a few days, and that up 10, down 10, up 10, down 10
really starts to bug you.
It's also going to be much
harder
to drop.
Number one, not good for you.
On the next birthday after that, your metabolism slows down
it's
again.
So no, I got to get serious about it, and I'm going to. So we need to start doing that, because that's accountability. I was embarrassed to get off of my diet when we were doing regular check-ins.
Yeah.
Because I knew I'd be whipping boy. So I'm willing to be whipping boy for our first one, because I need that as motivation. And then, I need those numbers, because I need to get back in.
No problem. We'll go ahead and we'll set that up for next probably next show.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be cool. Good. Are we ready for Gerties?
I think we kind of are.
Sweet. We're coming back in just a minute, guys, and you've all been waiting for this. Well, maybe you haven't, but we're doing it anyway. It's next.
Legend speaks of a time when unwisdom will rule the land. An age of misunderstanding with little hope or depth of insight. The legend also tells of a coming together of seers and prophets who hold in their collective answers to the great questions, hewn from classic movies. In February 2009, the collective will share their wisdom. In the month of many mouths, we will hear and learn. So come, sit at the feet of Nathan Lowell, J.C. Hutchins, Mer Lafferty, T. Morris, Philippa Ballantyne, Michael Spence, P.G. Holyfield, and Scott Sigler. To be enwisdomed, please come to moviemantras.com and start your voyage to a higher state.
And now, from deep within the GRD vault, it's... Lost Moment from Dragon Con. A very talented artist and lovely lady gives us her thoughts on a leading Hollywood sex symbol.
My thoughts on Matthew McConaughey. Okay, well, he's a creepy mother... He looks like a PE teacher at an elementary school who would always be walking up to you with the shirt off in the park, trying to work out and kind of, you know, show off, and then he'd drop a line on you, and you would be scared and think he's going to rape you and walk away.
but his face looks deformed, like it's been in a vat of acid. His nose is very bulbous and large. He's got greasy, nasty Joker blonde hair, and he's not attractive. He has nothing going for him, really, other than the fact that he has maybe 4 of a 6-pack.
Join us again, if you dare, for another peek inside the GRD vaults for... A Lost Moment from DragonCon! Presented by GeekRadioDaily.com.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
You damn right you're listening to Geek Radio Daily, kids! And it's time for the very first ever... GRD Awards! Yes, the GRD Geeky, what are we,
Geek Radio Daily Awards.
Geek Radio, that's all?
Okay. Yeah.
Geek Radio Daily Awards! That's all I got, man.
That's it.
That's all I got, and I hurt myself doing that.
Did you?
But, anyway, yeah. All right, Bruce, this is your baby. You have constructed this. You have taken a block of nothing and just carved from it this,
awesomeness.
This beautiful chunk of awesomeness.
Yes.
Chunk.
Come on, boy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's see. For those of you who have gotten ballots, the people on the forums who over there on geekradiodaily.com.
Ding.
Sorry, I'm like logging in.
He's doing something else.
No, okay, no problem. Yeah.
There you go.
There it is.
I figured he was going for it.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you were. The people in the forums who had over 200 posts got a ballot. Other people from the world of audio books and things like that got ballots as well. And when they gave the ballots back to me, they were for 11 different categories.
Aw.
Yeah. And we're going to go through those categories, and we're going to tell you the winners.
All right, let's do it, man. I'm excited about this.
Let's do this. We've got the list set up in the order that we want to do them in.
Yeah.
Yep. The first category
is Best Geeky Comic Book. We're going in the order that you gave.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yay.
All right, so the nominees are All-Star Superman. Well, it's going to take forever if we do this. Hold your applause, please, until the winner, audience. Okay. All-Star Superman, Astonishing X-Men, Buffy Season 8, Captain America, and Ultimate Origins. Okay. All right, these are the comics of choice that folks, and also our folks there on the forums nominated these too, right?
Yes,
and
they did.
They sent in the initial nominations and then voted as well. So who has the envelope?
I do.
You have the envelope, all right.
And the winner goes to Astonishing X-Men.
Well, yay!
Yay!
Don't mind telling you, that was my vote.
Joss Whedon.
I even like the new one.
The
great thing is that it has not sucked since they've brought it back with a new artistic team, and it's still damn good. New writer, new artist, totally different direction, and it's still groundbreaking.
It's still the same fantastic little book.
And it's groundbreaking.
Awesome.
So, hey,
heroes.
Congratulations,
heroes,
guys.
This is how you do it, okay? This is how you do it. That's fantastic.
Send
All
a description
right.
to the writers.
Okay.
Best geeky graphic novel coming up next. The nominees are Dresden Files, Welcome to the Jungle. I didn't know Guns N' Roses crossed over. That's fantastic. Incredible Hulk, Planet Hulk, Loveless, and Mouse Guard Fall 1152.
I want to read the Mouse Guard stuff. I haven't read it.
And the Gertie goes to...
Dresden Files, Welcome to the Jungle.
Woo! Dresden Files!
Never read the books, never read the graphic novel, didn't
Did
watch
you see
any
the,
of the
canceled
show.
TV show?
I got nothing.
No.
I know nothing about
bummer.
It. I voted for Loveless very much, thank
you. Well, of course you did. It was
I
a
love
Western
Loveless.
And it had boobs
it was a
in
Vertigo
it.
Booby book, yeah.
Vertigo Booby book.
A booby book. Well,
BBB.
Dresden Files, there you go. Congratulations.
Congratulations to the Dresden Files. Looking
I am accepting
forward to
the
you.
Award on oh. behalf, well, I mean, we're accepting the awards for everybody, I suppose.
Yeah. We have a pile
we're
of them
not
in the
actually
back.
Here.
We'll send them to
you. What does it look like? What is it? What are we giving? What does the Gertie actually resemble?
You were supposed to actually draw that.
Yeah. We were discussing this. I think it is. She should
that
be a golden brick.
Yeah, I think that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
A golden
letting
brick.
Letting us in, you know, through the window.
Yeah.
Ah, a brick.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Well, we do have a pile
or
of
even
gold
a
bricks
little
in the back.
Girder. You know, Gertie. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
The third category of tonight's festivities is best geeky video game.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You doing that? Or am I doing that?
You're
I don't know
that.
The. Okay. The
you.
Nominees are because I've played none of these, but that's fine. The nominees are.
Then I'll take
are,
this award. Then.
Yeah. You're gonna accept this one.
I'll accept this.
You can,
okay,
you can
right.
read the nominees.
Civilization IV.
Four.
I know. I'm kidding. Fable 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Force Unleashed.
on your mom.
Oh, snap.
GTA 4 and the Wii Fit. Okay. And the award, Mr. Bruce?
Force Unleashed.
Which is actually a different game depending on which system you got.
Oh, yeah?
I knew that the controls I told you for Nintendo were different, mm-hmm. obviously, because they're force sensitive or force sensitive. Because
yeah.
they make you feel like you're actually force sensitive. The kids brought down the Xbox 360 version, which is freaking gorgeous.
Totally different.
The levels, yeah. the missions, different. It's kind
That's
of the, it's the same basic storyline, yeah. but you play it differently than you do on the Nintendo. It's
Can you imagine playing it if you had Andy Williams over at your house?
Oh.
He would be ridiculous at this,
What's
man.
Really fun mm-hmm. is that after you beat it, of course, there's different codes and stuff. You can get, basically, you can go back and play the game again, but put a skin on your character to make him different characters, like you can make him Boba Fett, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing in this world like watching a bunch of Sith lords being taken down by C-3PO wielding a lightsaber.
Oh,
that is freaking...
We always wanted to see that. Yes,
Let
we
me
did.
Let me tell
yes,
you that. Oh, my goodness. Well, good for Force Unleashed. I do like that.
Okay, Flynn.
Like that. Best geeky album.
Oh, nice.
Dark Enough for Stars. That's Au Revoir Borealis. That's great.
Au Revoir Borealis.
Au Revoir Borealis.
I don't know that album.
Au Revoir Borealis.
I don't know them. Okay.
Death Magnetic by Metallica.
New Metallica album.
Dig Lazarus Dig by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Nick
Cave,
like
Nick baby.
Cave,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Float by Flogging Molly. And Nostradamus by Judas Priest, and the Gertie goes to
Float by Flogging Molly.
Ah! See, I'm familiar with the band, but I don't know the stuff. I don't know that album.
Yeah, now, unfortunately, I didn't know any of these either. So,
oh, really? I voted for Nick Cave. I don't have that
Nick
album,
Cave.
But mm-hmm. I have friends who turned me on. Well, I used to be friends, but anyway, turned me on to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and they do.
Wow, I know who that is.
Yeah. So, really? Because seriously, that doesn't narrow it down a lot.
No, no, it
for me.
Did for me.
Well,
okay.
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily narrow it down a great deal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
world.
People hate the vicar.
Yeah. Is
wow.
that me?
Yeah, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Oh, it's me. All right. Best geeky soundtrack. Well, this is a limited category, okay?
Yeah, we only have three nominees.
The Age of Conan MMO has a soundtrack?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
I didn't know that.
That's because
right.
you're not hip.
The Dr. Horrible sing-along blog and Speed Racer.
This one wasn't even close.
I really? Can't imagine.
Yeah.
Go Speed Racer. Oh, yeah,
no. The winner is Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog.
Okay.
Yes.
This was not even close.
I have yet to investigate Dr. Horrible in any way, shape, or form.
You've got to.
And I think
oh,
it's partly just because it's just too popular, you know, and I'm one of those kids, you know, once it starts getting played on regular radio, they've sold out. I don't care anymore.
Really?
And so Dr. Horrible, everybody's talking about it, so it's
Dude,
not hip anymore.
You
know,
you got to watch it.
I think it overall could easily make my top 10 film list.
Wow. Wow.
Really? Not near the top.
Yeah.
But if you watch the whole thing all together like that, it's sweet, it's a musical, it's wonderful, plus...
The hammer is my penis.
So how
exactly.
possibly...
But you know, all right, I don't blog, I don't like musicals, nor do I like medical dramas, so you got the doctor and he's singing and blogging and I just...
There's
none
no
of that,
medical...
But he's
none
an
of that's interesting
evil
to me.
Mastermind at... In becoming. This
it's
is the origin story of an evil mastermind.
Okay.
And besides, it's got the Evil League of Evil led by Bad Horse. So how can you go wrong?
You can't go wrong with that.
So.
Right. Nathan Fillion's it? Oh, okay.
Well, then it must
Best
be good.
Best geeky patio book. Chasing the Bard is up for nominee there. That's, of course, done by the wonderful, wonderful and lovely Philippa Ballantyne. Everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone? Do you love
him? Yeah.
Philippa
Ballantyne.
She's gorgeous.
Thank
you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Infected by Scott Sigler. Jack Palms 3 by Seth Harwood. Nocturnal by Scott Sigler. And Playing for Keeps by the great Mer Lafferty.
I seriously don't remember what I voted here, because this was tough.
I just remember calling PG going, you weren't nominated.
Oh!
What's up with
that?
That's just
This was hard. Okay, I think
and
I remember who I voted.
And the Gertie goes to...
Also the Parsec Award winner, Playing for Keeps by Mer Lafferty.
Woo!
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Very good. Fantastic. And you know why she won that?
Why did she win that?
Because she put us in the music video. That's what that is.
We had a good music video.
That's probably why.
Because
this
we taught it.
This was a tough
Infected category. I liked. Nocturnal I loved.
Uh-huh.
Of course, who didn't enjoy Playing for Keeps?
I
you know,
did, right? I mean,
you know I'm a Palms daddy. Harwood was in there.
And Chasing the Bard was absolutely
It was tough,
gorgeous.
But I think I voted for Pip's book because I adored it. I just adore it. And I was thinking about
Bethany's her. Bethany's trying to get her naked.
Her jiggly bits.
Well,
Well,
who's not? So, seriously.
Well, it's true. Yeah. But congratulations. Fine work done by everyone
Everybody.
On that.
Yes, that was a tough
category.
Tough category. Okay.
Crazy tough category.
All right, Lifetime. Is that me or you?
That is you.
Why
you.
Can't I keep up? What is wrong with me?
See, there's
that I don't.
Whenever it's
talking,
not me, it's you.
It's just that simple.
All if right. it's not me, it's you.
So you're not doing them? You're just doing the winners?
He knows the winners.
I know the winners.
See, we don't know.
So you're just doing winners.
Did we not
yeah.
tell people that? Ah. Only Bruce knows who the winners are.
Yeah, I'm the only person that got the votes. I'm the only person. I actually didn't vote in any of the categories.
So he could be impartial reading the winners.
He could be completely impartial.
Yeah. Okay.
That,
yeah.
you know, Bruce's decisions don't matter for much.
Yeah,
oh, really.
Oh, damn. All right. Lifetime
achievement.
You know,
vote.
We should hold that till last.
No.
No?
All right.
No, they never knew with the Academy Awards.
All right, fine. The Lifetime Achievement Awards. All right, this is where we get Lifetime Achievement Awards. Douglas Adams, Benjamin Franklin.
So this is just geeky people in general.
Yes. Sure. Bill Gates, Gary Gygax, Stan Lee, Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, dude.
James Raoul. What's the other R?
I don't know.
Ralph?
I used to know that. Raoul is
Ronaldo.
One of the, Tolkien. Oh, my God. I shouldn't have done. We should cut this out so that nobody hears us, because I think we're going to lose major geek cred, not along with the JRR sound.
You. JRR Tolkien.
No, you guys either. You don't know what it is either. Yeah. All right, anyway.
I didn't pretend that I ever knew.
And then Weird Al Yankovic.
I know there's
that's
two R's, which a lot of people don't.
Yeah,
so.
No,
well, anyway. All right,
of course,
fine.
Weird Al. Okay.
Yeah.
And the Gertie goes to?
Gary Gygax.
Well, sure. Was that a big? Was that a landslide?
That was not a landslide.
Really?
It was not. It was. He got more. He definitely got. You know. It was. There was definitely more votes.
He did
for him,
well, but
it was not a landslide.
But
by
he
any
cares.
Stretch of imagination.
He's dead.
Yeah.
A lot of them are actually. I look back. Anyway.
Well,
all right.
Sadly, that is.
Hey, wait! I know this one. That means it's to Billy now.
Yes.
The Vicar's keeping up, and that's fantastic.
Okay.
Everybody on that list, major contributors to most of us in our geekiness,
When we do the second annual GRD Awards, you're going to see almost everybody on that list again.
Probably.
They are that special in our lives.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're special. All right, moving on up here, we go to the big ones. We're at the big ones now. Best geeky actor, and apparently, according to my notes, it's a very close race.
No.
Yes.
That's what I have
this
here.
This was done by one vote.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
The winner won by one vote.
Okay. Your nominees are Robert Downey Jr. from Iron Man. I've never heard of that
Was
before.
He in that?
Yeah.
Aaron Eckhart, The Dark Knight. Neil Patrick Harris from Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog. Heath Ledger from The Dark Knight.
Edward James Olmos.
From Battlestar Galactica. And the Gertie goes to...
Heath Ledger.
By one
but
vote?
Barely.
By one vote.
Neil Patrick Harris, was that close?
Yes.
Holy God.
He was actually in the lead for the longest time, and we got some last-minute votes, and Heath Ledger pulled ahead by one vote.
I have to say, I believe I voted for Heath Ledger. I'm pretty sure I did, but I almost voted for Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Quite simply because insane, crazy, clown, maniacal, fantastic, but Dr. Horrible, what a sweet, fantastic, that's not an easy role.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
That was, you want to talk a multifaceted role? Neil Patrick Harris, Dr. Horrible, dude, you really have to see that.
Yeah. So who does he play?
He's Dr. Horrible.
He's Dr. Horrible.
What's Dr. Horrible's first name?
Doctor.
Because, see, that's his evil mastermind name.
Yeah.
His real name is Billy.
Yeah.
So
he's Billy Horrible. He's William Horrible.
Well, I don't think that's actually
his last
name.
I don't care. All right. best geeky actress, Gabrielle Anwar for Burn Notice, Tina Fey for 30 Rock, Summer Glau, Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles, Gwyneth Paltrow for Iron Man, and Catherine Tate for Doctor Who.
Oh, I'll get my fingers crossed on this because I'm hoping, but I don't know if she's going to win, but I'm hoping. The Gertie goes to?
Tina Fey. 30 Rock.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
I went Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
I thought she was more alive in this picture than I have seen her in like 5 years.
She
really
did an
added
amazing
a lot to this
job
movie.
In a role that could have been absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Exactly right. Yes, exactly right. That's why I voted for
but,
her.
But, you know, I voted for Catherine Tate.
Yeah.
Because Donna Noble... As much as I love Martha Jones, Donna Noble, more of the classic Doctor Who companions, and for that, I loved it.
Gwyneth Paltrow,
good job to everyone. Now here's the big one, sir. We're down to our last two.
Damn.
So now we find out what is, I guess these are for 2008, for the 2008 Gertie Awards, your best geeky television show. Your nominees are Battlestar Galactica, Doctor Who, Lost, Reaper, and Robot Chicken. And the Gertie goes to...
Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, so say we all!
So say we all.
I kind of figured. Did they all say? Was it close? Or not?
It wasn't very close. Yeah.
So they didn't all say it.
Yeah.
I don't think I voted in that category.
Yeah. It's because you don't
sure
watch
TV. Yeah,
you
don't watch television. Yeah, I didn't want to just pick something at random, you know?
Wow, you really haven't watched any of those. You watched the pilot for Reaper.
I watched the pilot for Reaper. That is literally all. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't watch television. I admit it. I don't watch TV. I watch old TV. I watch TV.
You know,
on
if
DVD.
They had some form of cyborg Dr. Quinn, he'd be all.
Oh yeah, he'd be all
shit.
Of it. Right? Dun.
Come anyway. With me if you want to live.
All right, final K, because she's a doctor.
See?
I get what you did there.
Good job.
All right, my wife has sort of a form of a cyborg Sully from that show, in the sense that it is a machine, and she thinks about him. Speaking of the wife, thank you. I had to bring this up. Okay, so we're packing up the Christmas stuff this weekend, all right? I know we got one more category, but I'm going to forget if I don't say this.
Okay.
And I'm packing up the Santa stuff, and she says all that Santa gear there goes into that one bin. And I'm trying four different ways, and I cannot do it to save my life. There's no way all this crap goes in here, right? So I looked to her, and I said, I can't manage to fit everything into this bin. I cannot pack all of this. And she turns around and says, I'm sorry, I thought you were a man.
Oh,
I kid you not.
Dude.
Oh, damn, dude.
Nice job breaking it, hero.
So, wow. Anyway.
Wow.
The best geeky movie. The nominees for the 2008 inaugural Gerty Awards are Cloverfield. I'm going to stop now. The Dark Knight. Hellboy 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Iron Man and Wall-E. Bruce, was this close?
This was actually a little bit closer than I thought it was,
really?
But not, you know, this was not a runaway, but...
Now, personally, yeah. I have seen three of the five, Bruce.
The winner is...
Well, no. Oh. Bruce, how many have you seen?
Oh, four. Three.
Flynn, you've seen three. Flynn?
I've seen four of the
All right,
five
so you've seen more of these than the rest of us. All right. The Bruce, it's all you, man.
The winner is, for the 2008 Gerty for Best Movie, The Dark Knight.
Well, good.
No big surprise there.
Not a shocker.
Congratulations.
The Dark Knight wins. I'm not sure I didn't vote Iron Man. I think I did. I think I might have voted Iron Man on this.
Yeah.
Wow, the crowd's going crazy.
Oh my God, they're insane.
Yeah.
I love Dark Knight.
Calm down and get the hose
I
on
own
you.
It. You know, I own them both. I bought them both. But as far as rewatchability, The Dark Knight, you feel like you've been beaten up after you finish watching that movie. You know, it's a bit of an ordeal because it's just such a tight,
well, some people like
intense
it.
Yeah. Picture. Whereas Iron Man was just such a great 100% through and through comic book thrill.
It was a
in
fun
every
film,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really
and you
was.
Walk out ready to watch it again. Dark Knight, you walk out and you're ready to drink. You know what I mean? So
wow.
It was between those two for me. The other one I saw was Wall-E, which
yeah,
was great.
Exactly, yeah.
Which was a great movie. Was that the other one you saw?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Which one didn't you see?
I have not seen Wall-E yet. My kids and Flint just got to see it when they were down for the summer, but I never got to see it.
So is Cloverfield any good? Because I never saw it.
Yes.
I didn't see this.
I truly enjoy Cloverfield.
I think Cloverfield didn't get as many votes because it came out so early
it
in
did
the
come
year.
Out so
maybe.
Early.
Yeah, yeah. Forgot about it and stuff. Yeah. And well, there we go.
People decide, you know, we've had other movies that are sort of knockoffs of it now, and it's like, oh, so it's become passé. But it was fantastic, and I enjoyed it.
It's Jabba would say. All right, well, there you go, man. Look at that. Holy cats, our Gerties are already over. Hard to believe.
I like to thank everybody who turned in their ballot and participated in the forums, because most people who actually voted were from the forums. Thank you very much
for nominating, for voting, and for being
part of this with us.
Except for that one random vote we got from Cloris Leachman, which was unexpected, but awesome.
Enough,
but
know?
Great. You know,
and
like
still
terrific.
Managed
Fine.
To and still managed to insult Bob Saget while she did.
I know.
That was
just
great.
That's great. You listen to the show. We're happy to get your vote. So we'll do it again next year, kids, which is probably when we're going to do another one of these long form shows.
Yes.
So we'll see you in 12 months, kiddies. Oh, man, I don't have this open. You guys vamp while I open it.
Okay, hold on.
You'd think I'd have memorized it
really.
Wouldn't you?
Hey,
you
know, I wore my skinny black jeans for the first time.
Did you?
Did you really?
Friday night.
Shut up.
Oh, seriously, 38,
it, man.
Regular cut. Never worn those in like 12 years.
I don't even want to hear
it. I know. You don't.
I was a good. I look back at pictures like on my Flickr feed. Mm-hmm. I can see it's sad. I can see where the air started to come out of the tires. Because I got pictures from like May, June.
Uh-huh.
And I am thin. I've got I see it in the face. I can
see,
and then I start to see the only bad thing about a Flickr feed that you update a lot is that you can watch your degeneration as your face gets fatter and fatter. So all right, we're gonna try it again.
On that note.
Yeah. Wow, GRD Sweekly is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license.
That's true.
Review us over on iTunes,
please.
Join in the social geek working over there on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Buy you some GRD gear over at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily.
Panties.
Email us at podcast, Vicar, Billy Flynn, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com, or
or we'd love to get your voicemail at 206-338-6432.
206-3-FUN-HECK!
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Well, you're just in time for what might be a very unhappy ending.
Accessories sold separately, batteries not included.
I'm just, you know, sick of all these actors and, you know, I don't know why we're so fascinated with actors in this culture. They haven't got a thought in their stupid bedhead hairdo mini brains. Why? We must honor this man. Why? He pretended to be Bob Johnson. He's a genius, I tell you. It's genius what he's doing. Playing dress up and pretend is not genius, ladies and gentlemen. It's not genius. Roll the cameras, put on these clothes, stand there, ready? Say what we told you to say. Fantastic. He did it. Give this man a huge golden trophy. He's a goddamn genius. Walking down the red carpet in these ridiculous outfits like they're senators from Krypton. It's just so stupid.